Lord, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this 4th of July.
Yes, sir.
That you have brought us here one more time. There's a word, Lord, for us today. That you will get the glory and the honor for. Lord, we need you. And Lord, we know that death is on every hand. But Lord, we know that you said, as it is appointed unto man once to die, afterward the judgment. But right now, while the blood is running warm in our veins, we ask you to open our ears and our hearts and our spirit that we can be fed what you has us to say. To say to us. This we pray and we bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's give that choir a hand of praise. This song. Out of their hearts. And I believe in giving people their flowers while they can smell them. They can sing. Amen. And to God be the glory for that. We all got talent in something. Some got talents in one thing and some got talent in the other. But it's all for the glorifying of God. On last Friday, I was with my friend Doug Randall and the state president and all of us, Dixon, as we comfort the Franklin family. Also, as I was there, I got a text as Ms. Rosenthal had gone on to the other side. Amen? She was my teacher back in the days, but it lets me know that we all got to travel that way if Christ don't come back. With that being said, to the deacons, to the deaconess, to the church, and to all that make up the body of Christ, to my wife and to my son, there's a word found familiar in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. Glad to see Brother Deacon A in the house. Glad to see all of y'all in the house.
Amen.
It don't take but two or three. That's all I need. Really don't need that, but because I can preach to the choir, the heavens. Because God has been good to all of us. He gave us air conditions in our homes, food on our table. That's enough to say thank you. We can discern between heat and cold. Somebody don't know if it's hot or cold today. Because they call some it a coma. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
They come over to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Galileans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with feathers and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. The feathers broke in pieces. Good God Almighty. Neither could any man tame him. Always night and day, 5 says, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stone. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Cried out with a loud voice, 7 says, and what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torments me not. Jesus said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Now he asked him, I had to read it, what is thy name? He answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And the 15th verse of that chapter, they came down and said, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. They were afraid. You may be seated. Specialize in things that seem impossible for God. Specialize in seeing things impossible for God. This morning, specialize means the definition of it. It gives a clear picture that this Jesus the Christ was something special. He didn't do things like we would normally do. He always tried to help somebody on this 4th of July. He always was up to something good instead of bad. And when people came to Jesus, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, now don't get quiet on me here. Jesus is something that when I hear the name Jesus, it disturbs my spirit. It revives my spirit. Because that man saved me from hell. And you too. That man put food on you and our tables on this July the 4th. That man woke us up early this month. That man put us to sleep last evening. And that's why I can say, for God I live, and for God I die. Jesus here, and I thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You can't buy that with no money. Money, you might as well put it in your pocket because you can't hurry God and you can't buy God with your money. Because all things belongs to him anyway.
Yes, sir.
Specialize. He know how to work in mysterious ways. Ways that you and I, with our infinite pea brain, can't even imagine. But God is sitting on the throne, interceding for all of our requests. Philippians 4:5-7 say, and the peace of God. See, some of us this morning might need some peace. But you're putting up the image that you got peace, but you got all kind of hell going on in your household or maybe in your own elect mind. But I know a man that called him a mind regulator. I know a man that called him the Prince of Peace. And the government is up on his shoulders. Look at the text. The text says, as we look at the text in July the 4th, the Bible says in the 4th chapter, in Romans 36 verse, he says, let us pass over to the other side.
Yes, sir.
When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. I don't know about you this morning, but I've learned and I've discovered that while walking with him sometime or another, every now and then, church, you're going to have to lay awake sometime. You're going to have to shed a tear every now and then because you're following a man that's without sin, and his name is Jesus. Do you know him this morning? Do you know that he got all power in his hand? Do you know that he'll make a man with a hand whole? Do you know that Jesus will stay with you when everybody else that left you alone? Ain't he good this morning?
Yes, sir.
I say, ain't he good this morning? And he says, as you look in the text, they hadn't been in a storm. And Jesus had to make a point. He had spoke to the wind and the sea, and it obeyed him. But he knew that this boy that couldn't nobody tame was up in the mountains, and he was out of his mind. Do you know somebody like that? I see them every day. All I got to do is go to the Rapid Fire Shelter Department, and so many of them that let that mojo tear them apart. talking the other day to an 18-year-old, and he said he'd get out in 20-35. Want y'all to hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm not scared to go behind prison bars. Because I know Jesus said, visit them that are in prison. Visit them that don't have no money. If you can help them, help them. Because he said, love your enemy as you do your own self. Young man. See, when you're doing things the way Jesus said, you might not see it right then, but God know how to step in to show you, I'm with you all the way.
Yes, sir. Yes.
They came over the Gadarenes. And the Bible said that when they come around, they was getting up out of the sea. There was, verse 2 says, and he come out of a ship. That young man met Jesus just where he was, just how he was, because he knew that this man can help
you. Yes, sir.
How many know this morning that Jesus can help you this morning? How many know that he already can help
you? Yes, sir.
But you're getting ready for another storm. How many have been in some storms and you can't even see your way through? But that's why I say Jesus specializes in things which are impossible with you, it's possible with God. Luke says in 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. I don't know about you today, but I've learned that, and I've discovered that if I keep my hands in God's unchanging hand, that he may not come when I want him to come, because you can't hurry this man at all. Time is on his hand, not on my time. But I've learned that while I'm waiting on him, I'm going to praise. Do you know that this morning? On this July the 4th, you need to know that it had not been for the Lord on your side and my side, we wouldn't see this day coming, because the devil always trying to destroy him. But I got news for him this morning. Because the Lord said, I come that you may have life. You may have it more abundantly. I don't know about you this morning, but you need to know that whatever you're going through or whatever you've been through, only Jesus can bring you out. Only Jesus can keep your mind intact. Only Jesus can keep you on that narrow path. Only Jesus. The Bible says he was in the tomb up in Garden of Memories, crying and cutting himself with stone. Can you imagine that? And you know when people see you down and see you can't do for yourself. I ain't say everybody, but shoot fit way. They always want to talk instead of doing. Jesus wasn't a person that just talked the talk. He walked the walk. He knew that no man could handle this child.
Well,
every time the Bible said, you look at the text in the job, it said, who had his dwellings among what? The tombs. Now you know he was out of his mind. Because I don't know nobody want to go in a graveyard and leave them. You know anybody like that? I don't know nobody like that. Want to go in the graveyard and leave them. Well, this is what this boy was doing. The devil had got in his mind and put in his mind, not only the devil, but the Bible said Jesus answered him, what is thou name? You know what he said? The demons within say, we are legions, for we are men. I hope somebody hear me this morning, because you can play with that devil if you want to. But let me tell you something. The devil play for keeps. He's trying to kill your soul. But I got news for you this morning. Because victory is won out there on the cross. Y'all remember the cross? When I first saw the light, it was burning. That up my day. Oh, y'all know the song. I can't say it, but y'all know. And let me tell you something. It was there because at the cross, that's where I first saw the light. It was not only that, but that's where I found out that there's a better life to live than the life what I used to live, living that old wretched life in clubs every night, up and down a dangerous highway. But Jesus saw fit and heard my mama's prayer.
Oh,
Lord. July, I'd be so drunk that Hennessy and everything else. I ain't by myself up in here now.
Yeah.
Woo, this thing got quiet on me. That's all right. God gonna wake it up. Yes, sir, I can't help but to preach it because God been good to me.
Yes, sir.
And he been good to you too. God didn't allow the devil to may lay down this morning and act right. Because God know one thing, that I got to keep my commandment. And he a God that don't lie. That's you look in the text, the Bible says he had been often bound with fetters. So he must have had some friends that cared about him. Do you know, you ain't gonna have a lot of friends, but the Lord will see you somebody that you know that's gonna be with you regardless of what your situation is. They're gonna be with you through thick and thin. The only friend I know that will never leave you is Jesus Christ. Hello, somebody. Well, let's drop down. We know about all this. But let's look at that. I'm dropping down. Let's look at that 15th verse. They came to him. And the same boy that was up and down every night, all night, cutting and crying and all this other stuff, they came to him. And the Bible said in the 15th verse, look what it says, see him that was possessed with the devil. Let me tell you something. When you're possessed with the devil every now and then, your mind ain't on eating food. Your mind ain't on doing the right thing. When the devil has got up in something, it messes it all up. And I want to tell you that he prayed for Keith because he know that he had but a short time. And the Bible said, and had the legions, look here, sitting and clothed and in his what? Right mind. You need to thank God this morning that you are in your right mind.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Because if it had not been for the law,
well,
on me and your side,
well,
as Psalm 124 says, if it had not been for the law on your side, where would we be today? But that's why I'm talking about a man named Jesus. Because he'll never lose your case. He's a doctor in a sick room. Because some of you had some reports from the doctor, you didn't want to hear that. But I know a man that never lost in a sick room. I know a man that took stage 4 cancer and made it go away. I know a man that took high blood pressure and made it go away. I know a man that took cancer and all over somebody's body, and the doctors came in to do what they got to do to send them to this other part of the hospital, and they say, why are you coming here to take me? I'm all right. Ain't God good? I say, ain't God good? And all the time, God is good. Lest I hold you too long. And they, look what it said. We didn't read this. And they that saw it told them how it befell to them that was possessed with the devil. Huh? And concerning even the swine didn't want the devil in there. Yes, sir, man. I'm not talking about nobody. I remember, I'm talking about myself. I remember the time when it's 4th of July. It's time for me to go get my Hennessy. Y'all looking at the prayer. It's time for me to go get my little weed. Yeah. On the 4th of July, I'm trying to go get my head bad and party all down for these home, down home blues. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Hello, somebody.
Hello,
somebody. I'm not by myself up in here.
Yeah.
Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yes,
the 4th of July. Well, we go and have us a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord, boy, hey, turned my life all the way around. I don't need no Hennessy to celebrate the Independence Day. All I need is a little space where I can say thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you, Lord, for opening up my blinded eyes where I can see a little bit now. See, I used to be blind, but now I can see. You need to tell them that I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I can see. Because I know that the only person that can help you this morning is that man named Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Do you know him this morning? Do you know that he'll make a way out of no way? Do you know that he'll put a door where there ain't no door? Do you know that he'll write a check and somebody say, I don't know why I'm writing a check, but I know to you, and that nobody but I said, ain't he good this morning? See, I thank the Lord because when I'm up or down, when I got money, when I don't have money, I still can praise him because I know that sooner or later, if I just keep on praying, because the Bible says I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast to the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof. I just want to thank God this morning for opening up my eyes this morning to see another day because of his grace. Y'all know about grace and mercy? Something we don't deserve. Something I don't deserve. Because I've been slick and I've been doing some things that I ain't got no business. But there is a scripture in Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the thou shalt be what? Saved. I'm glad this morning I'm saved. Money ain't came by no salvation. It's through Christ Jesus, as the Apostle Paul said, through Christ Jesus we begin to be saved, sanctified. Don't you know it's hot out there? But here it's hotter than there. I know I'm black. I can't stand too much heat, boy. No, Lord. I'm going to get somewhere because I know I'm black. That's all right. I thank God that I know it's hot and not cold. You see, I see some people with a jacket on walking down Bow Street. I say, good God Almighty. Now, you know they crazy. Yeah, hoods and everything else on. I'm there with all that shit. And God protects me. He's a protector. When you need protection, he know how to protect you. When you're going through something, he know how to send somebody to you and tell them it's going to be all right. When you're going through something, he know how to hold you and like they say, rock you in the midnight. He know how to rock you. He know how to put your mind on Jesus because he said you're going to have trials and tribulations. But he said, but be of good cheer. Ah! Ain't God good? I like that 17th verse they say. And they, look what it says, begin to pray. The boy didn't really want to be like that, like today. You got some people on drugs, they just ain't strong enough to walk out of that storm. They need somebody like me and you to help them. But instead of us helping, we want to talk about it. That's right. That's right. We all got trouble. I can't talk about the pot. And the pot can't talk about the skillet. Because they both sit on the stove and burn. Your sin might not be my sin, and my sin might not be your sin, but we all have sin. And come shout the glory of God. Hey, hey.
I know what I'm talking about, them God, you know too.
Yes. Only what you do for Christ gonna last. This boy was in a terrible fix, and he wanted to follow Jesus. Look what Jesus said. And when he was come, look what he said. They told him, they say, and when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed that he might.
Then he said, Lord, I don't know nobody that could do what you've done for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you this morning, I don't know nobody that could do what I pull me out of what I was in but Jesus. I don't know nobody to stop me from selling crack cocaine but Jesus. Took me out the crack house and put me on the pulpit. You can't tell me that ain't a God says hi and look up. You can't tell me that. Yeah. Well, you can't. Yeah. Ain't he good?
The Lord is a good God. The Lord says, no.
I don't want you to follow me. What I want you to do is go to the Decapolis, it's in your Bible, in the 20th verse. And I want you to tell them how I had compassion on you.
Well.
Tell them that I'm Jesus,
well,
who can take away the sins of the world.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've learned, and I've discovered every day of my life that if it had not been for the But here comes Jay Owens at the same time in the 22nd verse, fell out at Jesus' feet.
Yes, sir.
And said, Lord, I need you to come see about Talitha Lacuma. She's 12 years old. And the devil done got up. Well, don't tell that devil ain't working. He done got up in her. And I need you to come and see about her. Because I know that you have made with the hands whole. I just heard about how you calmed the Red Sea. I just heard about how you walked on the water at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just heard about how you took that boy that had a withered hand on the Sabbath day and just like that made him whole. But at the same time, they'll call that that boy was doing this and doing that, kept up somebody else worrying on the other side. That woman said, if I may but touch but the hem of his garment, I may shall be whole. Ain't going all right. Don't fool me now. Ain't good. Tell me that the woman with the issue of blood told the crowd, if I could just press. See, sometimes you have to press your way sometimes because it get hard and don't nobody want to be bothered to hear your problems. But I know a man named Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, will sit down with you and listen at your conversation. Ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? Excuse me, but I said, ain't God all right? Let's not hurry to a close. The Bible says, at the same time, Jesus went over to the place of Jairus' house. And the Bible says they were laughing at Jesus. But Jesus took the church, which was Peter, James, and John. It's in your Bible. If you ain't tore it out yet, on this 4th of July, he specializes in things that's which impossible for me and you. God know how to deal with your situation. God know how to open that door that's been closed in your face. Ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right? I ain't got but 2 more minutes, but I'm going to close it. But I just want to tell the goodness of the Lord this morning and what he done for you and what he done for me. He woke us up early this morning, and not only did he wake us up, but we was clothing in our sound right now. God all right? I said, God all right? Excuse me, New Jerusalem, but God is good all the time. God is good. Why are you trying to figure it out? God did not let work it out. Hello, Holy Ghost. Come here, Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost is in the place, you see strange things that you ain't saw before. When the Holy Ghost is in your body, the devil can't do you no harm, because the Bible says, resist the devil.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact